Ingham County Board of Commissioner member for District 5, but he's also running for State Representative. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. How's the campaign going?
It's going really, really well. You know, everything's kind of coming together. It's 10 months away until August when the primary is going to be held, so it's kind of like a marathon and not a sprint, but we're going through all the motions, and it's going very well.
Who do you see as your top challenges for that seat?
You know, I don't even know yet. I don't know other people who are going to be in or who are not, or who's confirmed, who's not. So I don't know yet. We're running as if we're the only one, but I don't know. We'll ask me that in a few months, and I'll probably know better.
All right, Andy. We've talked on the phone about all the drama with the Ingham County Road Commission. I like to talk about this story because there are more than 260,000 people that are governed by the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, and the Road Commission has a budget that is in the millions of dollars, and I wonder if work can be done when people don't like working there, when people don't like working with each other, when there's charges of racism there. I want to get your take on this.
It seems like different people have different opinions. We had probably, 60 or 70 people come to the County Board of Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, and they mostly said that everything was going well, and they didn't think there was a lot bad going on. But a few months ago, we had 30 or 40 people come in and say there were problems there. So, it seems like there are some employees that are happy and some employees that are not for different reasons. And I think that the Road Commission Board, the five members on the Road Commission Board, are working that out. I think that's why they did the study, and I think they're trying to work out what's going right and what's going wrong, and bring the morale up for those who are dissatisfied, and try not to piss too many people off, because really the Road Commission is supposed to be about fixing the roads, and that's what we'd like to see them focus on. And I think the Road Commission Board is going to work on that.
Shirley Rogers is the Ingham County Road Commission Board Chair. So what you're saying is you're confident that under Shirley's leadership, that the Road Commission Board can straighten all this out.
Well, like I said, there's five members there. Shirley is the chair, and there are four others. And I'm confident that with the folks that we appointed a few months ago, and just all five of them together can work it out. I don't think any one person can do anything without the other four. So I'm confident that the five of them together will work it out. I think that's, we put two people on who were very competent, last year? Feels like it's been years now, but just a few months ago last year, and I think they're all working together. I think they're all trying to put the pieces together, make it right, and make sure that the roads are taken care of. We had a lot of the township folks, some of the supervisors were into our Board of Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, and they told us that they thought that relationships were better now than they've been in years, and they were positive. And I think the Road Commission needs to be, they need to be making sure that the employees work well together and that everything gets done for the county properly. And, everybody came up and said that they loved working at the Road Commission. I think everybody loves working at the Road Commission. Some people have some complaints that they want to see addressed. And I do think that the Road Commission Board, the five of them, in addition to the senior staff, as they put in place, can make it work pretty well.
Randy Schaefer, Vince Dragonetti do not support the leadership, the chair of Shirley Rogers. As a matter of fact, Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Dragonetti thinks that she should be replaced. But just to be clear, you support her. You think she's doing a good job.
I don't support or oppose either any of them individually, because there's really nothing that we can do. I don't want to insert myself in their deliberations and discussions. When the appointments come up a year from now, the county board will decide whether those who are up, I think Shirley and maybe one other, I have to look at the list, are up next year. In December, they'll make the decision for the next January. At that point, they'll evaluate how she's doing, and they'll make the decision on if they want to keep her another 6 years or not. I won't be part of that decision, because I won't be on the county board.
Okay, but if that vote was taken and you were on the board, would you vote to retain her?
I don't know. We have another year. You know, I want to see how it I want to see how it works out over there.
Andy,
next
you're
year.
Being vague. You're not telling me if you support her or not. And as a commissioner, with all due respect, I just want to get your take.
Honestly, my take is that there have been some issues, and they need to work them out. They need to listen. They need to read the report. They need to listen to the employees on all sides, and they need to work out the morale problems. And it's Shirley and Mark Thomas. And you know, and the rest of them, and Jim Davis Emissary, and Norman Gear, and Milton Scales, you know, the five of them, and I think they are. I do. I think they are working together to make it all work. That's what I think. I think that they are the five of them together are trying to figure out the best way to make that road commission be as efficient as possible. They, you know, I was looking at the budget. They have $3 million less to work with. They need to make sure the roads are working, and I think the five of them together are going to make it work. And you know, my hope is that we come here next year at this time, and I say, yes, Shirley and the you know, and the four others all came together as a board, were able to work out you know the problems that they've had, the issues, and it's working, and it's you know it's running 100%, it's running on all gears. That's my hope for next year. I think that's doable.
All right, through the end of your tenure, what's at the top of your agenda to accomplish before you leave?
Well, there are a lot of things. I want to make sure that we continue to chug along with. We have declining revenues, and we've got, you know, we've been able to close the budget. We're going to pass a budget for next year. That's $5.5 million in deficit, and yet we're not doing any layoffs. And I'd like to continue that. We were actually able to add back a few police officers, a detective, and a Metro Squad officer. And I'd like to continue that. I'm not sure what major issues are going to come up. We're going to continue reviewing a variety of things we've passed. We've passed a lot of stuff. I just got done talking to someone about our pollution prevention ordinance or regulation that we passed, and we want to review that. I want to make sure that the county continues to run efficiently. You know, they're losing me, and you know, I've got a lot of experience, but they're not only losing me, they're losing Mark Grebner, who has more experience than anybody. So we need to make sure that the county is running smooth. And I mean, the commissioners that are there now, I have 100% confidence in. There is so much good leadership on the board. You know, Rebecca Bahar Cook and Todd Tennis and Brian McGrain and a variety of others. There's so much good leadership on the board with expertise. But I don't know. I think in December over the December holiday, I want to look at. I have a list of things that I've been working on over the last few years, and I want to look at those and see where they're at. And see what needs to what I would like to finish up going forward next year. I have a variety of things, but I have to review my list because I go through it every year and we see what can I check off and what still needs to be worked on. And I've talked to Mark Grebner about a few things, and there are a few things that we have to deal with, but I'm not 100% sure what all it is I have to attack. And like I said, that's going to be my plan over Christmas break to make sure that I can figure out what we all need to do and what committees I can get on.
Andy,
there's a lot of stuff.
You said the C word. Oh, to think about Christmas already. But let's talk about Christmas. Let's just say Andy Shore wins and is elected for state representative. What would be at the top of your agenda first quarter?
In the House?
Yes.
Year?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Education is going to be high on the list. Making sure that you know the current legislature is doing a lot to strip away I would say mess around with, that's not the right word, education. I want to make sure that K-12 education is actually going to work. I have two kids in the Lansing schools, and I want to make and every day I hear complaints from teachers. Not every day, but many days I hear complaints from teachers and others. I want to make sure that the schools are actually working, the K-12 is working, the system works, and I'm not sure what the current Republican legislature is going to end out doing by the end of next year, but we need to really take a look at that. We need to look at how can we retain our talent. We've got a lot of, we're bringing kids from all over the country to our Michigan State, U of M, Wayne State, and our major universities. How do we keep them here? That's high on my list. I want to make sure that we have, you know, a Lansing that works, that people want to be. They want to come to Lansing. They want to stay in Lansing. How do we make sure that that's possible? There's economic development initiatives there. There's building the right place. You know, a lot of kids go to Chicago after they leave Michigan State. We want to make sure they want to stay here. We want to be working Detroit, working Ann Arbor, working Lansing. Really, retaining talent here is big on my list. Incubators. I'm on the Smart Zone board, and we've been doing a lot with incubators, and I'd like to do more of that. So I think education-wise, it's reviewing K-12 and figuring out, you know, what really is going to be broken by the budget that the legislature's passed and a lot of stuff they've been doing.
Thank you, Andy. I got to get to a break. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Tony.